From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Housing starts rose 0.3% last month, but continued to hover at depressed levels. As NPR's John Itzi reports, a low level of activity in housing construction can be traced to high unemployment.
Housing starts rose 0.3% in September. That means the industry was building new houses and apartment units at a rate of 610,000 a year. Under normal conditions, the builders would be producing new homes at a rate of 1.5 million a year. The problem is that high unemployment is slowing down the rate of household formation. Between 2002 and 2007, the number of households increased at a rate of about 1.3 million a year. Now, a lack of jobs and income has pushed the number of new households being formed down by 75%. That suggests that until job growth picks up, the housing industry is unlikely to recover. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.
The Pentagon is investigating gunfire on the building this morning. No one was hurt in the pre-dawn attack. Stephen Calvary, director for the Pentagon Force Protection Agency, says investigators found bullet fragments in two windows.
A window on the third floor and a window on the fourth floor were hit by gunfire. We believe that there may have been other bullet strikes on the building as well.
Calvary says this appears to be a random shooting. The National Football League says it will start suspending players for flagrant hits, especially those involving helmet contact. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, this new policy may affect players from last weekend's games.
There's been a lot of talk about head injuries over the past couple of years, the need to get the dangerous helmet-to-helmet hits out of the game, and it seems to have reached a tipping point this past weekend. There were several violent hits on defenseless players, a couple of instances where players were blatantly leading with their heads on the tackles, and the NFL came out quickly on Monday and said that's unacceptable. Interestingly, the NFL is saying they're not going to create any new rules. They're going to enforce the existing rules much more to the letter of the law, as they said.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Goldman Sachs earnings surpass analysts' expectations from the third quarter. However, the bank's trading, which is its most profitable unit, slowed significantly. Goldman's net income fell 43% from the same time a year ago. And we're continuing to see a steep drop in U.S. stocks. At last check, the Dow is down nearly 180 points at 10,965. It has now fallen below the 11,000 mark where it was for much of the morning. You're listening to NPR News. Britain's cutting back its military. Prime Minister David Cameron today announced plans to lose thousands of troops and delay an upgrade to its nuclear deterrent. NPR's Philip Reeves says Cameron's promise to safeguard funding for British forces in Afghanistan.
Britain's got the biggest budget deficit since World War II. The government's trying to get rid of it by making deep public spending cuts. It's carried out a major review of the military, the first in more than a decade. Today, Cameron outlined the results. He told Parliament the defence budget will be cut by 8%. Over the next 5 years, army numbers, now just over 100,000, will drop by 7,000. The Navy and Air Force will lose 5,000 personnel each, and 25,000 civilian defence ministry jobs go. The army will have fewer tanks and heavy artillery. Plans for two new aircraft carriers are going ahead, though there'll be a 10-year gap when the British military won't have jets to put on them. Cameron said there'll be no cut in support for British forces in Afghanistan and that Britain will remain what he called a front-rank global power. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
At least three NATO troops are now reported dead in southern Afghanistan. The Associated Press reports one was killed in an insurgent attack and two others died in roadside bombings. NATO, meanwhile, says four Taliban commanders have been killed in three separate incidents. Violence in southern Afghanistan has escalated in recent months as coalition forces try to gain control of Taliban strongholds. Well, on reports of earnings failing to inspire investors and news that China's hiking rates to go against inflation, U.S. stocks are tumbling. Dow is now down nearly 200 points. This is NPR.